It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
Well, if you're like me, you love to travel. And if you're like me, you love going to the spa. The question is, are some of these luxury vacations or are they really therapeutic? And so today we've got on an expert. She is the Spa Travel Gal. Matter of fact, she's got a website, spatravelgal.com. And it's Ava Roxanne Stritt. Now, Ava's been called the most influential person in the world for spa and wellness travel and also top authority on luxury travel. Tough job, huh? Anyway, her fans say she's fly me first class around the globe. But anyway, her fans say she's responsible for turning the spa day into a wellness adventure. Spa travel girl Ava believes that spa travel and wellness experience are not just a luxury, but essential to a healthy body and mind. I'm all for it. And I think everybody should volunteer, chip in and start sending me around the world to visit all the spas. But that's another story. Ava, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to discuss today's show topic with you.
We're going to have a lot of fun because you've got a tough job. You fly in luxury and visit spas, and I know it's more work than that. You've turned the industry into something different, but I'm being funny. It's I think of them as a luxury type thing, but what do you think we can learn like from some of the European spas about wellness?
Well, Europeans just have a totally different concept when it comes to going to the spa. For them, it's more about their wellness and their health. It's included in their insurance. It's included in their annual vacation packages from work.
Get out.
The Canadians follow through with some of that, too.
Sign me up. Okay, my wife and I were just, seriously, we were just talking about it yesterday because we work all the time. We have our own business. We have a manufacturing facility and we work all the time. And I said, you know, you've got to go with me to Europe. She's from Asia, so she had not been to Europe. I've been. And I said, you've got to go with me. They've got life figured out because they do. They go on vacations. You're mentioning the therapeutics of it, the wellness and the wholeness of it that we miss out on. So I'm anxious. Keep going. I interrupted just to share my story because I'm right there with you. My mouth is hanging open.
Well, when they go to a spa, sometimes it's not about the spa treatment. The spa treatment is actually the afterthought, the massage. It's more about the amenities and the hydrotherapy treatment, going around the circuit, getting the different temperatures on your body. And if you do it right, if you do about three circuits through a hydrotherapy area, you will feel like you've had a massage.
Okay. Now, so is it just about relaxing that's doing it, or is there is there something about the treatment? I mean, is it just a mind thing, or are there other things happening that make it more therapeutic?
No, it's relaxing the muscles, getting that heat when you get to the heated area, getting that down into the muscles, and your body just needs that. Most people sit. Sitting is the new smoking, as they say. So our muscles need to relax.
I love that.
And be able to.
Yeah,
yes. We're not made to sit. If we were made to sit, we would not be stand up straight. We would look really funny walking around if our bodies were made to sit all the time. Now, you can, a little bit closer than going to Europe, you can go up to the Quebec region of Canada and experience more of a European feel at the spas. There actually is a monastery in Old Quebec called Le Monastère that you can experience a more relaxed, type setting, and on up into the ski regions. Again, the spa treatment is secondary, and it's not seen as luxurious. They take their children to the hydrotherapy areas once a month in Quebec.
Wow.
Oh, so it's a different, so it's more of a family environment then, in some cases?
Different spas. Some of them are more, and I wouldn't call them spas, actually. It'd be health areas, hot springs. Some of them are more family oriented, but it's not as odd to see a younger child in a hot tub in a European country. They are more accustomed to doing that for their own wellness. I mean, their parents say you need to do this and they do it and they're used to it. Also, they might be drinking some wine for those countries. But, I'm getting ready to go to Switzerland, to Birkenstock, to the Lake Lucerne area. So I'm excited to see an area where they also embrace that feel of going to a spa is part of your health and wellness adventure and journey, not just a luxury thing to do for a birthday or when you get a gift card. I don't think anyone should feel guilty about going to a spa.
I think that's the key thing. And as Americans, we look at it as a luxury. And in Europe, Canada, as you're saying, other parts of the world look at it as just part of being healthy. And so I think it's a mindset we need to change, because we all work too hard. Even some of the Asian countries, they work harder than us even. And I think we miss out on life. And I think as we get older, we start suffering from different ailments because of it. And I think relieving stress and doing some of these things, as you're suggesting, may go a long way. And I just think they're doing some things right. But let me ask you, here's a question. If I go to a spa, I hear the word detox a lot. And so is there really such a thing as detoxing, and can it be done at a spa? And what does it really mean?
Well, let's put it this way. We all want to enjoy our vacation. So possibly detox is a harsh word. No, you always want to do everything in moderation, including moderation. So possibly you could go on a vacation and just make sure you get those steps in. Maybe instead of 3 glasses of wine for dinner, you have 1. It's just making the little small changes along the way. That really on vacation, you can come back, you know, feeling healthier and not weighted down. Some people come back from a cruise and they feel very unhealthy when they return.
You took the words out of my mouth. I cruise a lot and I come back 10 pounds heavier and I can't figure out why.
Well, I'm getting ready to go on a new Norwegian cruise ship called Bliss, and it's more focused around wellness than any of their other ships or any other cruise lines. They have special areas, and I believe their menus, they actually have suites close to the spa. So hopefully I can follow my advice on that trip.
I will say this. My wife and I, we did it when we first got married. We had a small wedding. So we finally did a big wedding, did it on one of the cruise ships and had a group with us. And we got spa cabins, and the cruise line called them Cloud 9 cabins. And it connected to the spa. Uh-huh. So you had unlimited use of the various services. Mm-hmm. So we would go to the thalassa therapy, the steam room, all this. And
what
I got to tell
you. What was that word you just used? Thalassa therapy.
A dream.
You had to bring up a big word, and now I'm confused.
A dream. I'll tell you more, because the time will run out, because we're down to a couple minutes.
Okay.
But my point is, Cloud 9 spas, and you got to have, at the end of the day, we all were so relaxed, and instead of sitting at the table and eating more desserts, we went up to the spa, especially before bedtime, and we did. We went to the thalassa therapy. It's like a whirlpool. Then we went to the dry steam room, and then the wet steam room, and I don't know, they had an aromatherapy room. And at the end, I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't ever want to get off. And the whole time the view is of the ocean. And so, you know, I just didn't know, to me, it was a luxury, but what you're saying makes a lot of sense. It's more than just luxury. It really is healthy for us.
Yes.
Yes, it is. You can go on a vacation, even a cruise, and make it into a wellness travel trip. Just, you know, think about it. You don't really have to even plan ahead. Just think about it as you go. Do you really want to invest the time and the effort and the money that you have for the trip and come back feeling worse and heavy and weighted down? No. If you're going to be on a 10-day, if you're going to go on a week or 10-day, when you land, get a massage or get in the hot tub and then do it right before you leave too. You know, cap the beginning and the end of each trip with something to relax you.
Hey, I'm teasing you. My wife is from the Philippines. And so when I used to fly over and see her, I really do believe I gained weight on the flights over, because I was fortunate enough. I flew enough. I got to upgrade. But they would do wine tastings and we'd have ice cream sundaes. And I'm thinking,
I understand. It's really hard. I'm just getting ready. I'm using points, but I'm getting ready to fly to Switzerland in Delta One, which is supposed to be above first class. And I'm already
I'm a Delta One fan, so you're absolutely going to love it. It's very relaxing. You'll feel like you're in a spa and you'll wish the flight was longer. We're out of time, but we've got to continue this conversation to hear more about some of your trips. I want to thank Ava for joining us today. Visit her website, spatravelgal.com. I'm David Pollack, your beauty guru, with my co-host and HealthBerks expert, Lisa Davis. And remember, if you have a question about beauty, do what the big brands do. Just ask David.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.